Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we just had Stuart Mandel from The Athletic on, and I told him, you know, I'm naive about this. I never thought NIL would become this. Did they think the NIL would become this in college football? And he said, nope.
It's the collective part of it that he didn't see coming. I think a lot of us didn't see that coming.
Or that the colleges probably didn't see coming. The collective is what, Andy? Big booster organization.
Where they give the money to figure out.
That just is like, here. Here's your millions of dollars, spend. And the schools are the ones who are paying the players, basically, through the collectives, rather than the players going out and negotiating their own deals to get money from, although some do, you know, I mean, God knows you can't get enough Arch Manning commercials on television.
True.
Because he's accomplished so much already.
But does that matter? Does it matter if you count?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, there's a whole series of commercials about backups in the NFL.
Right. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. So we see Mitchell Trubisky all the time. I think he does a good job on this.
You think the schools, and I thought Stewart's answer was phenomenal. And he said, this is not what they expected. It's out of the bag, and you're not going back.
I agree with everything he said, and I'll also agree with something that Dan and I used to talk about before it all happened. The NCAA didn't do anything to stop this train from going down the tracks. They saw it. They knew the train was coming to hit them, and they let it hit them. And now there's just no hitting the brake on the train. I just don't see it. I don't know how they're going to do it. You with me on that?
100%.
We said that over and over.
Like, very beginning.
Why aren't they doing anything? They know this is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll let the government handle it.
You spent more time trying to make sure it didn't happen instead of realizing it was going to happen and coming up with rules so that this isn't the Wild West. Instead, they threw their hands up in the air and went, save us, Congress, save us!
Which, by the way, is what the Ohio High School Athletic Association did.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it a year ago.
They saw the writing on the wall.
Well, they saw every other state was doing it, too.
And they came up with rules and regulations in between there so that this isn't the Wild West. The NCAA refused to do it. They flipped the switch on, and they went, well, I guess we have no rules. It's legal, and well, we didn't think that far ahead. So
you guys all right. And the other thing is you wonder how much of this was under the table before everything became. So maybe the big winner in this whole thing is the IRS, because now they're getting taxed on everything.
Yeah, you're getting your cut now.
The big winner is us.
It was back
we the taxpayers.
That's
the big
right.
Winners.
I think you and I had this conversation where we said if 60% of this becomes over the table, this rule has done its job.
Yeah.
If that much of it is no longer under the table in, you know, McDonald's bags or duffel bags.
Big leather bag. Oh, that's a nice leather.
Or the, you know, go and read how Zion Williamson, they were funneling money to him. You'll laugh. Mm. You know, it's if most of this is over the table, this has done its job. And did we think that we would have $1 million? I kind of did, because especially some of these SEC schools, it gets a little crazy.
Quinn Ewers left,
I thought it would be.
Quinn Ewers made us realize, you know, Quinn, he played one snap at Ohio State, made $1 million.
And left. Thanks, everybody.
And made more going back home.
Thank you.
And got to play for the college you wanted to play for.
Ultimately.
I would tell my kid to do the same thing. Wouldn't you? Would you? For $1 million? How could you not tell your kid
hard,
to do that?
Hard not to. Jim's in Rocky River. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call. I know that, Phelps and some of you guys are clutching your pearls over this whole NIL thing, but
no one,
I'm here to make the argument.
Or am I?
That it is absolutely better for the fan experience. Like, number one, in the late 2000s and the 10s, you had basically the same five schools every year. Clemson, a couple SEC schools, Ohio State. I mean, the championship game was Alabama, and so it was just boring. It got boring. Why do you think Ole Miss is in the mix this year? Because you can get a coach and get some rich alumni, basically any school now. Look at Texas Tech. You can basically build a team, and it's added more parity to college football. And I think we should add more. We should go to 16, because now the 14th, 15th, 16th team, they could probably beat the middle of the pack, third, fourth, or fifth team in that playoff. So I'm all for it as a fan from the kids' perspective. You know, I don't think it's the greatest thing from a stability thing. They should be at a school, maybe get a degree, but it hasn't been about that for a very long time. They used to maybe give you, like drugs and hookers and prostitutes. You know, you can't put cocaine in your IRA.
Those were the days, Jim.
Yeah. So I think you should just, let the cash flow and let us enjoy it as fans.
Well, now we can see where the cash is going. You know, that's the difference.
You know what it's become. It's become a AAA version of the NFL.
Ratings will tell you it's Major League.
Well, that's...
And the money being thrown around is...
Become the AFL to the NFL back in the 60s.
It's the young NFL.
Whatever, but...
Right?
I mean, it's...
Well, with the difference being that the players hold most of the cards.
In
or
college.
At least hold a good chunk of the cards. Yeah. Which is the really nice part.
There's no rookie contract. There's no freshman contract.
If you're not playing and you got sold a bill of goods that you were going to play, bye.
You have coaches planning for the long haul rather than let's have our best 12 games. Instead, it's like, hey, we're getting into the playoffs. Let's do this. Ryan Day operates his team like an NFL team.
He absolutely does.
And,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's where this is going. Ray's in a car. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. First of all, I really enjoy your show.
Hey, Ray.
The three things that it's NIL. Number one, that things really bother me. Number one, are these guys still getting scholarship money?
Yes.
They're getting free tuition.
Why not take that money and give it to somebody who needs it for student aid of some type? Number two, academics to get in. It looks like just a 2-point is all that's necessary. What classes have you taken for those 2 points, the 2-point average?
In high school or in?
No, in to get into the portal.
Oh, okay, seriously.
2-point average. Are you working toward anything? What classes are you taking? And number three, the hypocrisy of these guys singing the alma mater or the fight song all together with their arms all around like it's really important to them. The Army and Navy, that's damn important to listen to those songs. These other guys, I'll cry for it today. I'll go to another school tomorrow and put my arms around somebody else.
What about the guys that do say? I hear what you're saying. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But what about the guys that do really care? You can tell me Jack Sawyer didn't care about Ohio State? I think he did.
Jack Sawyer transfer from someplace?
No. No, that's what I'm saying. You're saying the hypocrisy. Oh, you're saying of the guys that transfer. Okay, that makes more sense.
Been
okay.
At three different schools that learned three different alma maters and fight songs. Okay. I mean, those are the guys that, you know.
Now I get what you're saying. Okay, now I get it.
So, hey, you guys do a great job, and you usually get a chance to listen when you're in the car, but like I said, hey, I listen all the time. I really respect what you do. The other thing, too, I like it.
Caller,
great, thank
we
you.
We clearly don't know everything. That I'll be the first to say.
Right. The guys in the morning do a fine job, too. Different shows all day long right
That's
here
right.
on The Fan.
That's what makes us. You know, diversity is the essence of life, isn't it?
Well, can be. Can it not?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the.
Be boring if we weren't all different.
Marcus is in Aurora. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you. You know, hey, the Marcus. Funny. Thing. I told the screener that, you know, the accountants write all this NIL money off on the expense account, so the colleges are just swimming in the money, as you can see.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of schools hurting. There is.
The smaller ones probably are, but the big schools are, you know, they write it off, and then the other irony is the coach gets fired and gets $50 million for leaving.
Meanwhile, and, people are going into debt to go to college.
Yeah, and it's hard to blame the athletes for taking advantage of the opportunities presented to them, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
Like you say, it's very ironic, and nonetheless, we'll watch it anyway, right?
Yep.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's the thing that I keep going back to, you know. You have all of this money flowing like crazy. Coaches getting paid to walk away, which is silly. As Stuart Mandel said, this is a huge problem that nobody's really dealing with right now. Everybody's talking NIL. Well, you're giving public institutions are giving coaches tens of millions of dollars to leave, you know, and yet you got families going into debt so that they can get their kid a college education. Okay, I'll get off my little silly soapbox right now. Sorry about that. Get it?
Sorry. Right.
CBS has a story out, and Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is going to join us in a couple of minutes. It says, as Deshaun Watson ramps up slowly, Browns prepare for another quarterback logjam in 2026. And CBS Sports has talked to some folks around the league, their sources. Sources deem it unlikely Watson ultimately sees game action this season. They also say unless the Browns want to take on the heavy dead cap hit, which we've all heard about, of more than $80 million, quite possible, if not likely, that Cleveland has him on the roster in 2026. Nobody wants to believe that, Andy.
But Dan, do you believe that? Because I think when we argue this, you always say he'll be gone.
I think he'll be here.
I think he'll be gone. I think they'll eat it. And it's just, you need to close the chapter. I think that's that simple. You just need to close the chapter. You need to not have his locker there. You need to not have him around. If you truly believe in swing and miss, that's what you need to do.
It is weird that you said big swing and miss and that the guy's still under contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing.
If you truly believe that is the case, you need to close the chapter and just eat it.
Can you imagine if the guy is the starting quarterback next year after the owner says, boy, did we screw that up, basically, with a big swing and a miss? Seriously, wouldn't that be weird?
Well, we all make mistakes, and, you know, everyone in our room is, we're all willing to step up and admit when we're wrong, because it's on us.
You know, that's why there's erasers on the back of pencils.
That is right.
But nobody took the ultimate hit on that.
No one's going to.
No.
Apparently not.
No. Your general manager didn't speak after he made a trade. Do I need to say more?
The guy who might have been behind the whole thing is now doing baseball.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it had nothing to do with it.
Maybe not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.